Good afternoon, or evening, or morning, depending on when you're listening to this. This is the NBC Connect podcast, as we are launching for the next few weeks. We're going to be releasing every Wednesday a little something for you to digest and think about. And it's going to revolve around this idea of us coming together to connect with you at home, but also for you to connect back with us as a church, for you to connect with one another in your friendship circles, and to connect to others in your community. And we're going to hopefully help you be able to do all of those things by equipping you through a very short, simple podcast every week. This is in addition to our Sunday services. Thank you so much to everyone who joined us for our service. Tim, I don't know if you want to say anything about those services.
Yeah, we've really appreciated getting the feedback from you. Thanks very much, Andy, for taking the time to do that. We've loved how you've listened to it, responded to it, and how you've tried to do it as a family as well. And thanks for the photographs especially. We love seeing those. So take some photos, send them in to us. We'd love to see it. That will keep us really encouraged. And do continue to hook in with that every Sunday. And if you can do it at 10:30, then you'll know that lots of other people are doing it exactly the same time as well. So thanks very much indeed for that.
I think we've been really encouraged by seeing just how many people have connected with us. We loved seeing your comments on the YouTube video itself, comments that came in live as we were watching it together as a church family. But since then, we have been really, really encouraged by what you've had to say. We're also aware that house groups have been meeting up virtually, of course, for the last few days. We heard of one house group that had a wonderful chat over Zoom, which is an online platform, on Monday night. And I think they're going to continue to meet digitally over the next few weeks. And I think both me and Tim would urge you to stay connected to your house groups, connect with the people that you meet with in church, connect with the friendship groups that you have. It's really important at times like this for us all to encourage one another and for us to be able to try and identify the needs of one another in our communities.
And as leaders as well, we're going to be meeting together. The deacons are getting together tonight on Zoom, so it'll be fun to see what everybody's wearing at that particular time. But we're going to keep connected as well together, and Tom and I are keeping connected as well. Although we're separated by a distance now, we can still talk together and just check out how everything is working through. So thank you. Yeah, please keep telling us. We've also had some great feedback from our neighbours as well. You might have seen that we took some daffodils, which would have been given out on Mother's Day on Sunday, but we decided we'd take them around to our neighbours, and we left them on the doorstep, knocked on the door, and we've had some lovely feedback from our neighbours. A couple emailed us to say thank you. We really appreciate it. And then had a message left actually on the answer machine early on Monday morning. And the guy, one of our neighbours, said he's probably the most unreligious man on the planet, but he was really moved by the fact that we'd bothered to do it. He's got a garden full of daffodils and we just took him two, but it made an amazing difference to him. And he was really so grateful that the church would bother to stay connected with him as well. So, you never know, the smallest of things that we maybe don't think much of, who knows how God's going to use it. And I'm sure we're going to see God do some really surprising things as you watch the video on a Sunday morning, as you connect with one another, as you build up some connection with your neighbours as well, in the ways that you can do. I think God's going to do some amazing things as a result of all of that during this time.
I think some of this as well is us trying to think through how we can connect with one another in our areas. And each week we were going to hopefully try and highlight a little something for you. I don't know if many of you saw the news this week that they're trying to get 250,000 NHS volunteers to help out with the health service in their time of need. And I was very interested to see that the app that they're using is going to be called the Good Sam app, which, of course, for us as Christians, we understand the double meaning of Good Sam. It does mean the Good SAM, Smartphone Activated Medics application, but I think if you've been wanting to volunteer in a space and you've found it hard thus far to know what to do, then maybe this is something to check out. It's an initiative that helps people to be community first responders in a way when there's difficulties. You're not asked to do anything medical. It's simply about being there for somebody on the end of a phone or being able to take them food or supplies should they need it. So I've been interested by that, and I know that a few people in our congregation have already said that they're interested in getting involved with it. So I think as our highlighted activity of the week, then maybe if you're considering how you can volunteer in our community during this time, then maybe take a look at the Good Sam app, and we'll send a link out to you all so you can see that a bit later. But part of what we were trying to do with the podcast as well was open up our Bibles and kind of give you a little something to take away. And when I was asked by Tim what I'd like to talk about today, I kind of wanted to come back to something he preached 2 weeks ago.
Well remembered.
We had a great morning looking at Jesus calming the storm. The youth group had a wonderful time making a scene out of all the things they could find down in the den. We'll put a photo of that for you to have a look at as well on our social media. But I wanted to come back to some of the words that were from that passage for us to kind of dive into for a little bit today. So if you have a Bible, it'd probably be really good to turn to Mark chapter 4 right now. So this is Jesus calming a storm. Tim's got his Bible open. I've pulled it up on my computer. Now, on that day, Tim looked at the passage of Jesus calming the storm, which starts at verse 35. But I wanted to just draw a little bit of attention to the very first verse. So this is Mark chapter 4, verse 1. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered round him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. Wow. So I'm intrigued by this. This just feels so strange to be reading it as I got my Bible out, given our current circumstances. Obviously, with the coronavirus, both for myself and Tim and many other people who are involved in churches across the land, we've had to do this. We've had to sit in a boat out on the lake, and we feel quite distant from you. I don't know how you've been feeling, Tim.
Yeah, it's certainly been very strange. I think I've said more than once that, you know, for the last 32 years, my job has been trying to get people to come to the church building to hear about Jesus. And now I'm telling people not to come to the church building. But what's really exciting is that there's still lots of ways that we can tell people about Jesus. And clearly, as you said, Jesus, you know, he was able to do it. I'm sure he shouted at the top of his voice for the crowd to hear. We've got lots of amazing opportunities to be isolated yet connected, and that really is such a blessing at this time to be able to do all this. And we mustn't take any of that for granted at this time, that even though we may be separated from people we long to talk to about Jesus, there are so many ways that we can still do it, which is a most amazing thing, really.
I think that's absolutely right. I think, like I said, I've been feeling a bit distant from things because I'm so used to being on the front line with groups of people, with our children, young people, our house group, all the community groups. I've been so used to going into these spaces, and all of a sudden it felt like one day we could meet and then the next day we had to do it at a distance. And the transition period has been really difficult, certainly for some of the activities I'm part of. It's very difficult to go out and play football with young people from a distance. However much we might like to think that video games have come on, it's just something that is now impossible for us to do. But I'm encouraged by the words of Jesus that he was still able to teach them many things from afar, and he was still able to connect with them. I don't think any of the people that were crowding around Jesus on that day felt far away from him. I think they all recognised the need for Jesus to set out onto the water and then hear his words from afar for that time.
And I think that that second verse is really crucial for us as well, that he can still teach us many things now, today, during this crisis. He can still teach us things if we are going to listen to him and stay connected to him. You know, the crowd, it probably was difficult for some of them, but they stayed close enough to hear what he had to say. and they learned so much about him. And it must have been incredible. But the temptation is to walk away, isn't it? You know, the temptation is when you can't have a one-to-one is to walk away from it. The temptation is when you can't gather with the people you've always gathered with, that you walk away from it. But actually, this is a time when we've got to walk towards one another, towards Jesus, but just doing it in different ways. You know, I've had a privilege. I've set myself the task to call all of you over however long it lasts, and I can only do a few a day, but I've had amazing privileges already in the last two or three days talking to some of you and just hearing what the things that are going on for you, and then having the privilege to pray with you over the phone. It is a bit weird, but it's an amazing privilege just to be able to pray with somebody, not just to say I'm going to pray for you and put the phone down, but just to pray with them. And I've been blessed in return by people who have then prayed for me over the phone as well. And that is a connection that is so beautiful, really, and one that only happens because our hearts are connected because of our love of Jesus. So, yep, stay connected. That is the big message, isn't it, through all of this. And keep listening to what Jesus is teaching you at this time.
I think, I mean, the bullet points that I made before this, it says that Jesus started by distancing himself from them for the safety of everybody, and so everybody could hear. What an opportunity this is for churches. You know, we've had 300 people have listened to the talk that we put out at the weekend.
That's more than we've got in our congregation, Tom.
That's more than we have in
our
congregation. I mean, this is the thing. These are the amazing things that we don't quite get our head around when this happens, but we're excited by this. The next bullet point I put down was that Jesus told stories, and each of us have our own story. Before half term, we were kind of looking at a series in the church, which covered topics like evangelism and hospitality, and, you know, a big part of that is us understanding our own story, knowing what we have to share with other people and how we can do it effectively. Jesus was the greatest storyteller that there's ever been. I do really believe that he was better than even J.K. Rowling at telling an amazing story. So Jesus distanced himself. He told stories. And then as we go on to the passage, he's spoken about a lamp on a stand, the parable of the growing seed, the parable of the mustard seed. This is the same day and the same interaction. Verse 35. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go to the other side." So Jesus is already in the boat with them. Verse 36. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat, so it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." You know, a few weeks ago, Tim, when you were talking about this passage, it was great to kind of hear about what we can do when we face some difficulties in our lives. But it seems that things have totally changed in the last couple of days. When we talked about this passage with the teenagers, one of the youth, I won't say his name, because Jono would be really upset if I said who it was. Anyway, Jono said brilliantly that we were facing a storm as a country at this point. And this was a few weeks ago. This was before we knew all of this, that this storm was coming and we were going to have to ride it.
And it is amazing to think, you know, that there they were close to Jesus. They're in the boat with Jesus and still the storm comes, you know. It's not immunity. None of us are immune from these things happening. And I think if you go back and listen to the podcast of that particular Sunday, it was called When Life's Not Fair, that actually the Bible talks about this reality of, you know, things do go wrong. Nobody's shying away from the fact that tough times happen. It can happen personally, in a community, but now we're seeing it globally as well. But out of it, you know, comes something amazing that actually we didn't want to go through. We'd rather have avoided it, but actually as a result of it, you know, then something new begins to happen. Now, there's going to be lots of sadness in this process as well. You know, there's going to be sad things that are going to happen as a result. But I think when we look at God's overriding purpose for his world, you know, it is to bring life in all its fullness. And I think we've got to really hang on to that truth at such a time as this. And I think that's, naturally, it's what the disciples forgot during this moment.
Well, I think the disciples went through this human thing
exactly.
of kind of recognising this problem and not really knowing what to do about it. You know, I've had people in the past, when there's been difficult moments come, who've kind of said to me this thing of, oh, you've just got to have faith. You've just got to believe that God's going to sort it out. Well, for the disciples, they were in a storm and Jesus was there with them. So when I hear people say that to me, I find it really hard myself. And I actually think that there's occasions when this idea of just having faith, actually, when we read verses like this from the Bible, you realise that that isn't actually all that we're asked to do. There's occasions when we're going to have to ask God to help us with these things.
And I think one of the things that I noticed when I was preparing for the sermon a couple of weeks ago was, I hadn't noticed before actually, that in the end of verse 36, there were also other boats with them. And this isn't just the disciples and Jesus. This is like affecting a whole number of people. This storm on this lake was affecting a group of them more than we know at this time. So, and we know that now, don't we? You know, this is affecting everybody around us. You know, that there's no escape from this because of all the measures that are being put in, because the shops are a bit short of some of the stuff, although I think it's getting better now. So, you know, this affects everyone in this. But the answer is still there as well, right in the middle of it. You know, this word squall means to turn everything topsy-turvy, and it definitely feels like that now. It's only just over a week ago that we a few of us and deacons sat round a table thinking, what are we going to do next? And then obviously we had to shut down Sundays and we had to close down our activities, and now things have changed again, you know. So we're all being affected by all of this. But there's still the truth that sits right at the heart of this particular passage, is that Jesus is there anyway. I've disciplined myself to go for a walk as well, to pray around our community, and I've realised how beautiful Newcastle-under-Lyme is. I knew it really, but it's even more beautiful than I thought. I've been walking to places that I didn't know existed. But the one thing I felt today was that because there's fewer cars on the road, when I was walking along the A53 today, I heard lots of birds singing. And I was just prompted, you know, that the birds are singing all the time. It's just sometimes we can't hear them for the noise of the traffic that's around us. But every moment they're still singing. And I was thought about this passage, that whatever the noise is, whatever the storm is, Jesus is still there. And he's always been there. And he's promised to always be there. But we've got to open our ears and hear him. And maybe at this time, when things are being stripped away from us, when our routines are being challenged, maybe this is the time when we're going to hear Jesus again and realise that he's with us right in the storm. So, you know, I think it's a great challenge for me constantly, and for all of us, I think, just to remember that and to just trust in the storm that he's still there.
I think as we sort of round it off, I love that last verse. I love when the disciples turn to one another and they say, even the wind and the waves obey him. The disciples noted that Jesus had ultimate power over everything. And that is something that will be confusing. It is a confusing thing for many Christians. I know that I'm confused by it. And as I was talking to Tim earlier, it can be difficult to get our head around that Jesus is in control of everything. But we know that he is. The wind and the waves obeying him is as true today as it was for the disciples who were out on the boat with Jesus that night. You know, in Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus has all knowledge and all authority over all the natural and supernatural forces of this world. And I love this passage. I think it's a passage that gives us a great sense of peace when difficulty comes. We can have a peace of mind and a peace of heart from what Jesus says. Quiet, be still. And I think this is a great opportunity for us as a church to take a few minutes in the quiet and in the stillness to just lift up our worries and our anxieties to God. We're going to leave a pause for a few seconds, and then we're going to pray a prayer which you can follow along with us. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to protect us from the spread of the coronavirus. You are powerful and merciful. Let this be our prayer.
Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed.
Lord of peace, we remember those living in coronavirus hotspots and those who are currently in isolation. May they know your presence in their isolation, your peace in their turmoil, and your patience in their waiting. Prince of Peace, you are powerful and merciful, and let this be their prayer.
May your mercy come quickly to meet us, for we are in desperate need. Help us, God, our Saviour, for the glory of your name.
God of all comfort and counsel, we pray for those who are grieving, reeling from the sudden loss of loved ones. May they find your fellowship in their suffering, your comfort in their loss, and your hope in their despair. We name before you those known to us who are vulnerable and scared, the frail, the sick, and the elderly. God of all comfort, you are powerful and merciful. May this be our prayer.
He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us.
God who heals, we pray for all medical professionals dealing daily with the intense pressures of this crisis. Grant them resilience in weariness, discernment in diagnosis, and compassion upon compassion as they care. We thank you for the army of researchers working steadily and quietly towards a cure. Give them clarity, serendipity, and unexpected breakthrough today. Would you rise above this present darkness as the sun of righteousness with healing in your rays? May this be our prayer.
Sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you.
God of all wisdom, we pray for our leaders, the World Health Organization, national governments, and local leaders too, the heads of schools, hospitals, and institutions. Since you have positioned these people in public service for this hour, we ask that you would grant them wisdom beyond their own wisdom to contain this virus, faith that goes beyond their own faith to fight this fear, and strength that goes beyond their own strength to sustain vital institutions through this time of turmoil. God of all wisdom and counsel, you are powerful and merciful. May this be our prayer.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear.
So may the Lord God Almighty, who loves you, protect you. May Jesus Christ, his Son, who died for you, save you. And may the Holy Spirit, who broods over the chaos and fills you with his presence, intercede for you and in you for others at this time.
The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thanks for taking time out to connect with us. Please do get in touch if there's anything we can do to help. If you've got any concerns, any thoughts, any feedback from anything, we'd love to hear it as well. But please know that we're praying for you, we're cheering you on, and please stay connected.
And we want to hear from you. We want to hear stories of exciting things that have been going on in your lives. It seems like the news at the moment is only full of bad news, but we know that there are good news stories that are going on in our communities. So we would love to hear about some of these experiences. If you can share them with us, then please do, whether it's by email or through sending us a voice recording that we can include. But thank you very much for joining us today. Do come along on Sunday to our service. Join us at 10:30 online. Not in person, sadly, but we're hoping that we'll be able to use this as a great time to connect with you. Until next week, may God bless you and your families. Amen.